You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
That is correct. You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM. I'm joined by the one and only Martin Pepperell. Kia ora, Martin. How are you?
Kia ora. Good. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, always good to have you on Audio Culture. And we have a very interesting group to talk about today. We're going back to 1997 and talking about Moesna.
Yes, the West Auckland R&B hip-hop sensation of the late 90s. One of the groups that alongside the likes of Tiramoana Rapley, Jules Isa, Christina Fumana from the Fumana family, who I believe you were playing their track Deep of the Night just before this.
I sure was. I felt like it was on theme.
Yeah, all of these people sort of helped lay the foundations for contemporary R&B and Aotearoa. But this group in particular really leveled everything up in terms of production, the mixture of singing and rapping, their outfits and their music videos, their overall energy, and as often happens in these scenarios, it's the excitement of teenagers all around the country seeing a group of teenagers on, back then it was on television, now you'd be seeing them on TikTok or Instagram, seeing people the same age as them, being amazing on screen, being amazing on stage, making incredible music with this maturity that really you might not necessarily expect from people that young. But there's a long tradition of this in R&B.
I mean, these three girls just met through school, basically, right? Just playing music together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting because there were a couple of iterations of lineups over the course of the short 3-4 years they existed as a group. Begins with Maureen, classically trained pianist, who was studying at Kilston Girls College in West Auckland. She had a solid foundation in 90s hip-hop, neo-soul and R&B. 96, she wanted to enter a school talent show, well, at the request of her high school music teacher. Grabbed two of her classmates, Natasha and Isabel. They had a practice. At the practice, Isabel brought along her sister Aisha, who was studying nearby at Avondale College, another college with a very rich musical history. A lot of people in Auckland music come out of Avondale College. Aisha had sung in the Avondale College jazz band, so next thing you know, she had suggestions about arrangements. But they were into it. They were into it. Maureen was like, damn, she knows about harmonies. All right, let's do this. Maureen had this whole habit at the time of listening to R&B songs on the radio and learning how to play them by ear. So they borrowed a melodic phrase from Real Love by Mary J. Blige, got a drum machine. The schools had drum machines, programmed a beat, did their vocals. But also at the time, the great thing was this is the era of the Fugees, Lauryn Hill's first solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. So they had some really strong role models for what a woman rapping could be like, the potential, the possibility. Strong role models and people like Lauryn Hill for the idea of the fusion between hip-hop, soul and R&B. So they catch the attention of Phil Fumana, who was in the early stages of developing his Urban Pacifica Records label. He'd come off the back of working on the Proud compilation album, the accompanying tour, the Proud Tour in 1994, which was the first really significant hip-hop R&B tour to go all around the country. Busload of kids from South and West Auckland going up and down both islands, playing pretty much everywhere. It's a whole other story in itself. He'd had that experience. He wanted to do something where he had more control. He had a few groups. He had Lost Tribe, the group that Brother D, who co-founded Dawn Raid, came out of. They had the song Summer in the Winter. He had them, you know. He had these great street rappers with this cultural element. He had Sonny Sagala, a.k.a. Di Hamo, super talent at the time. He wanted a girl group. He wanted a female R&B group. He was trying to work with young people. The whole The whole thing, the whole kaupapa of this whole thing, they've always been about like supporting young people, developing new talent. He finds them at the compilation. He's part Niuean, they're Niuean. Their families get on like a house on fire. Next thing you know, they're in the studio making music. And the first song that they released as teenagers, in their mid-teens through Urban Pacifica Records, was Just Another Day.
And this went on to be a huge hit, correct?
Yeah, this is an era-defining song. So many people of a certain age, people in their late 30s, into their 40s, like possibly even up to their early 50s, remember hearing the song, seeing the song on television, and seeing that it was something different. The girls wearing the puffer jackets, the inner city settings. It felt like a moment where the local R&B was able to compete with the sounds of US and UK R&B and soul.
Cool. Let's have a listen. This is Just Another Day from Mawisna. Beautiful. I mean, so powerful to have a group of Pacifica teenagers rapping and singing about just their daily experiences, eh? That representation must have just been so huge for people across the motu.
Yeah, it's just interesting, because obviously there was a bit of that had been going on for a few years by that point, but Whewhenua really clearly knew that there just needed to be more and more and more. I think he really tapped into something pretty amazing with this group. Something that's interesting to think about. So the song is called Just Another Day, and it's sort of a song about just another day in the neighborhood. 3 years prior to Just Another Day coming out, another song came out about just another day in a neighborhood. It was called In the Neighborhood by Sisters Underground.
Hell yeah.
Now, Sisters Underground were a huge inspiration on this group, as, you know, they're really seeing them do what they're doing. We're like, okay, we can do it. It's possible. You can do it locally. You can have success. You can have fun. Now, where it gets... So for me, there's a tradition. It's like Sisters Underground in the neighborhood, just another day. And then you fast forward 11 years. This project comes out called Last Week by the hip-hop group Homebrew. And it's a whole EP of songs just about what's happening on other days. Last year when I was putting this profile together, I asked Tom Scott about that. And he was like, you know, we've legitimately got a song called Just Another, and then we've probably got about another 10 songs with the words Just Another or Just Another Day somewhere in the lyrics, or in demos or titles. Sometimes that's all that's happening. I think that's an interesting thing, because all these In the Neighborhood, Just Another Day, also it's teenager music, and, you know, teenagers tend to have a bit more free time on their hands and can sometimes still even get bored. That's definitely, I think that's part of the ingredient to the sound during the 90s, is teenage boredom and going, okay, we're bored. What are we going to do to entertain ourselves? What can we do? Okay, we'll make music. How can we make it? So there's something in there, and I'm capturing the everyday and turning it into music. A year later, they were ready to do their next single, Keep On Moving. And on one hand, they were interested in exploring similar themes. Over the time, there'd been some changes. Natasha had departed the group, been replaced by a new member, Rita, who brought a whole different vibe to what was going on, and the sound of music around the world was changing. In America, people like Timbaland, Missy Elliott, and the video director, Hype Williams, were ushering in a new type of sound, this new colorful, jiggy, art house hip-hop that still had huge commercial aspirations, and these syncopated R&B tracks that they were working on with people like Aaliyah. There was this whole transformation moment happening. Missy, Aaliyah, Timbaland, you have the Neptunes turn up with their style of production, people like The Clips. And I think that sensing what was happening there when it came to the music on Keep On Moving, and the music video for Keep On Moving, they really wanted to tap into that, try and do their own South Pacific twist on the new futuristic sound of hip-hop and R&B at the time.
Cool. Okay, let's have a listen to that. That's Keep On Moving from Moisna.
Keep on moving on up, keep on moving on up. You have no limits, don't hold back. about the day when all good things will come away. No need to worry about more cash, it's the opposite like that. Used to make us wonder if the lights at the end will give. All the talk about the rich is satisfying all our wishes. So deep in the confusion was my mind to overcome. Felt like demons in my mind, taking all and with their time. Dawning factor, the confusion, realizing what was wrong. Mental picture of a greater, like a juror being adjourned. No shackles to confine, greater aspect for my mind. Plan the raising for our taking, set the time for our breaking. No faking was the only way to break our silencing. Sending shockwaves through the ground, resurrecting all that's dead. So time and time again as we came to see the end. Taking food to words for stories. Relating words, making means, no more running from the hunter like a thief upon the night. We confide on all who's listening and keeping bonds with all who's tight. We come straight like make a change south towards the song. What you feel is what they say. Start rewind again and play. But if the words of fools don't catch you when you make it to the end, give a message to believers. Keep a section, I'll be there. We don't stop. Oh, cause our work is never done. Educating, contemplating, equalizing, exercising all our rights. Vocal water is best, so keep it real, y'all. And keep it real.
Keep on moving on up. Keep on moving on up. Don't let the memories of yesterday hold you back. Keep on moving on up. Keep on moving on up. You have no limits, don't hold back.
More than a youngster was called a monster. Height tall enough to be rough and tough. Sang a song of dreams full of meaningless themes and mixed thoughts combined with mean torn strength found from within. Hold a dollar for every dime. Neither one could even buy a spit tire. Required much time. Found deeper thoughts of mine of money making. No faking but raking and baking. Shaking your body. Hold you like your mother. Mesmerized by the father. Mine eyes twinkled in the sun. Smile bigger than the gun on the hip. My lips do not trip on these rhymes. Did not flip for the boy who toyed, joyed with me. Then scored with she. I timed it. 1, 2, 3. It be the channel that I'm taking. Bless me and bless you. You better recognize. You ask me what should I do, but keep the realness of this game and take my wizard's name to fame. But understand, you shouldn't die for no man. So realize the realism of reality. It's not the blame. No need to cry. Don't even feel shame. Call our name. Mo Wisner will set your body to flame. It's our love and desire that burns in this fire. We come blessed, separate from the rest. The rhymes manifest to be the best. Leave the demon in the back. Don't bring beats. That's my crap. Pacific pioneers is what you not hear. Step up to us. Prepare yourself for a life full of fear. We got.
I know the world seems pretty cruel from where you stand, but just take control with your mind, your body and soul. Cause when the words of strangers break what you build inside, don't let those strangers take the rest of your life.
So take the end from medicine.
Don't try to freak, we sell like prison.
Not at the O from Romeo.
No Juliet up on the show.
I be the one that keeps it coming.
On and on just like the song.
The CB streaming down with honey.
Ooh la vie, c'est la vie.
Anyone to take us on.
I'm bitching now, you won't stay long.
It be the mark that we be getting.
Pacific strong, we will go on.
And these dimensions, rhyme adventures, bring about four young sisters whose intentions be real levels of sound. And not to mention every self is a mind. And then mind you will find. The only way to go is to hold your head high.
And higher.
This is Mo Wisner with Keep On Moving. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM. I'm joined by Martin Pepperell and we're chatting all things Mo Wisner, hip-hop and R&B girl group from the 90s. That track was epic. It's such a sweet spot, isn't it? That fusion of international influences and representation and telling of those everyday stories of urban Pacifica kids and teenagers kind of all across Aotearoa.
Yeah, I think it's very much, it's in the vernacular and the type of anecdotes in the songs that the local influence becomes the most apparent. Mm. In terms of the stylistic structure and shape of their songs, they really were pushing for something that could compete with the more polished commercial American R&B sound at the time. That was the aspiration, that was the goal.
Mm. So tell me about this Pioneers of a Pacific and Frontier compilation album in 99.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, so this was pretty amazing, you know, because this label had generated a bunch of hits. But also, there was another R&B group, AKA Brown, which was Sam Theo from Semi MCs and John Chong Nee, who later on went on to be a producer on some of Shay Fu's albums and work with some of the American R&B greats in that role, doing production work for people like members of Jodeci, people like Casey and JoJo. Really, a whole other story in itself. Also, Lost Tribe had a hit. There was this whole, they were making hits, and it was all building towards Phil wanted to do the compilation to showcase all of the artists, the family, to put them all in context. And there was this amazing launch party. I was too young to be there. I didn't live in Tamaki either. But people have told me about it. It was at Samoa House. Apparently it was pretty incredible launch evening. Everything had come together. And this big compilation that was a mixture of hits and sort of slightly more concept heavy songs to present this idea, you know, we are the wave, we are the pioneers of the urban Pacifican sound. You know, we're coming from the bottom of the globe to the top of the globe. The aspirations and dreams were huge at this point. Everyone did new songs for the compilation. They did two new songs. There's one called Summer Goodbye, which is a bit of a classic for a lot of people in its own right. Just want to acknowledge that. But the one I thought would be cool to throw in today, because it gives you a sense of where everyone was trying to take it at the time, is I Need to Know the Flow, featuring Sonny Sigala, a.k.a. Dai Hamo. So this is, bear in mind, this is four or five years before he had his big top 40 mega hit with We Gone Ride. And actually, I mean, this was, you know, Sonny took a big break. He stopped making music for a few years and started a family and worked as a baker. And then he came back in 2004. It's another story. But this record captures him towards the end of his 2000s run. Sorry, 90s run. And also it captures the group towards the end of their run as well, because the following year they finished up high school and they went their separate ways. You know, some of them went overseas. Aisha went to the United States. She had some success in the Pacific music scene there before they ended up in Brisbane, her and her husband. They front this Pacific family band, One Sound. Rita took a job as an ear hostess before sadly passing away in the early 2000s. And Maureen spent a bunch of years traveling and being fabulous all around the world, and then decided to come home and focus on family and started a new career in hairdressing. They've just all been quietly doing their thing in various ways.
I mean, amazing that they had such a huge impact in just 3 years, right?
Yeah, well, this is it. This is it. This is the whole thing, the power of... there's this whole sort of concept, you know, in popular music, like new generations, youthful energy, new genres, new sounds. You can't see the barriers yet because you haven't been alive long enough. you're not encumbered. You might know a bit of history because maybe you're a nerd. And I mean, to be fair, I mean, the girls were pretty schooled up on R&B. But you're not encumbered by the same weight of like the bigger concept of seeing how things play out or knowing how long scenes last for. You're just in it. And they very much were just in it outside of school, you know, performing in shopping malls on weekends, you know, being chaperoned into nightclubs, filming music videos, picking out outfits, recording songs, hanging out in recording studios, but most importantly, just having fun.
And it was just...
just having fun.
Yeah, and like the kaupapa behind the music was so genuine and real as they were teenagers that it's, I mean, as sad as it is that we don't have more music from them, it's kind of refreshing that the girls decided to leave that as a moment in time as teenagers and then move on and pursue different things.
Yeah, look, they didn't run it into the ground. they in a sense have been struck by lightning, having that sort of success that young in that sort of environment. Though these sort of successes, it's difficult, you know, you might replicate it, you might not replicate it, you might spend years chasing it. For whatever reason, they decided to call it then and there and move on with their lives. And yeah, like you said, I think it's lends a really amazing time capsule quality to their music. Their music really feels like a stamped record of what their lives were like in a very specific moment and what the listeners' lives were like in a very specific moment.
Beautiful. I think that's a beautiful note to end on. We're going to listen to that track, I Need to Know, Moesna, featuring Dai Hamo, which was from that 1999 legendary compilation album, Pioneers of a Pacifican Frontier. Thank you so much, Martin Pepperell, for having this beautiful korero with me. It's been such a pleasure to learn more about Moesna.
Thank you. It's always awesome to be on the segment, be on BFM with a great host. Thanks to everybody tuned in, everybody who's listening, everyone who remembers the music, loves the music, plays the music.
And thank you, cool. Audio Culture. Thanks, Audio Culture. We couldn't have done it without you. Let's have a listen.
Dum-dum.
Yeah, Yo, who flow better, who rock better, dropping the jewels. While we paying for clothes, you still paying for dues, but don't be mad. We UPR and this is Mo. About time that we put it down, showing you all. Harley rock with drop tops, the XL flowing. You and some more. Come on, girls, know where I'm going. Polynesians all around the world. Polynesians all around the world.
You got that special thing. Like someone that I need. And when I close these eyes, I see you in my life. I just wanna see.
Just lay back
for the groove.
That was
Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.